This hymn, the topic, that other see Jesus in you. How can we that other see Jesus in you? How? We just do whatever Jesus did, and then other people will see Jesus in us. So simple, right? Do whatever Jesus did. Now let's see when Jesus was 12 years old, what did he do? Let's sing Luke chapter 2, the book of Luke chapter 2. The book of Luke, chapter 2. Verse 41. Luke, chapter 2, verse 1, 41. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. You know, in Jewish culture, every year, they have a seven feast. All right? When the feast come, and Jesus followed the parents to Jerusalem. Jerusalem today is the church. All right? So if we want to let other people see Jesus in you, we have to follow the parents, come to the church. To worship God, to listen to the truth, and then to pray, and offer our spiritual sacrifice. So every Sabbath day, we follow the parents, come to church. And sometimes the children can influence the parents. For example, if you want to come earlier, then definitely your parent will give you a ride to the church earlier, right? And when we come to the church earlier, at least that shows our sincerity to worship God, right? We can tell the parents, I want to go to the church on time, at least on time, right? Or come to the church earlier. And then you have to get up earlier. So when it's time for service, we are already prepared. Physically, mentally, spiritually, we are already prepared. So Jesus followed the parents to Jerusalem. Today we follow the parents to the church to observe the festival. Today to keep the Sabbath. And then the second point we can learn from Jesus Christ, 45. When they tried to look for Jesus on their way back home, what happened? 45. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. 46. So it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teacher, both listening to them and asking them questions. So Jesus was 12 years old. He was so much delighted in studying the words of God. He listened, and he had questions, and he asked. When you are 12 years old, what do you like the most? A lot of people still in get addicted with the games, right? Or with a smartphone or with the internet. But when we want to like Jesus, let other people see Jesus, and then we have to learn him, try to be close to God. Every day we spend time to pray. Every day we read the words of God. And then our spirituality will grow. Because the words of God is just like a solid food. And Holy Spirit is just like water. If we eat the food and we drink the water, then we will grow. Naturally, it will grow. This is the second point. And then if we look into 47. And all who heard him was astonished at his understanding and answer. Jesus was 12 years old. He was quite mature. He already knew God's will because he knew the words of God very much. So when we are 12 years old, whatever we talk according to the teaching of the Bible, and people will say, oh, you are so mature because you talk like Jesus. So this is what we have to learn. And then when his parents asked him to go back home, What did they do? Verse 50 and 51. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them, because Jesus Christ had a higher spirituality. So when he talked, "Do you know I have to mind my father's business?" the parents cannot understand. Even though parents cannot understand, but what did Jesus do? Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. He followed their parents, submissive to the parent. You know, some of the parents may not know the culture in the society very well, or may not know what happened in the school very well. But as long as parents try to teach us with the teaching of the Bible, the best way is we don't argue with them, just learn from Jesus Christ. We just submit ourselves to our parents. If that's not against the truth, to show our honor to them. And then a lot of people will feel, "Oh, you are the one who believe in Jesus because your character, you have the character of Jesus Christ." So before we pray, we just use this for your mutual encouragement. The last verse, 52. And then Jesus increased in wisdom and stature in favor of God and man. If we do this way, be close to God and always follow God's words, honor our parents, and then we will find the favor of God and man. When we pray, God will listen to us, and people will like us too. And that is what Jesus was in 12 years old. So now we are going to pray together. Let's pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit and ask God to help us. Every one of us can transform, can behave like Jesus Christ. Let's come forward and pray. We pray for about 15 minutes. Come forward.